I wrote three odes in a sequence. I've never tried reading them in sequence before. I'd like to hear how they go together, since they were intended to go together. So if you can put up with three fairly good-sized poems in a row, I'll listen. The first is called Cool Dark Ode. You could have sneaked up, broken into those underheated rooms by the windows overlooking the tavern, or the back way up the broad but unlighted stairs at a moment when no one was present, when the long planed table that served as a desk was recalling the quiet of the woods, when the books, older, were thinking farther back to the same essential stillness. And both table and books, if they thought of the future ever, probably shuddered as though from a stray draft, seeing themselves as eventual flame, some final smoke. Now, when there is no longer any occasion, I think of inviting you in to wait for us on the short, cramped sofa beside the single candle stub, which must have frightened you off then, or in the cubicle of the bedroom, where even then we imagined ourselves extinguished by your total embrace, attentive meanwhile to the animal noises of your breathing, the whimpers, the sudden intoxicated outcries that were not our own. Night, oh, blackness of winter, I tell you this, you that used to come up as far as the frosted panes, the door, as far as the edges of our skin, without any thought, I know now, of entering those borrowed rooms, or even our mouths, our eyes, which all too often were carelessly left open for you. Warm, flesh-colored ode. It was still possible then to imagine that no more than one or two hands would ever move down the face of the hour, and that the shadow which followed might remain patient, and if anything, somewhat reluctant to continue. That no more than one or two hands had ever descended so far as the shoulders of the afternoon, and that necessarily they would have been bare then of even that shadow which sometimes the air itself seems to be charged with and to suffer from. That no more than one or two hands surely would have crossed the forbidden zone at the end of summer, and that the sky there would be turning always from white to pink slowly, and that it could no longer matter then what shadows rose from your hollows and sank back. And it is still possible to imagine that there are one or two hands which do not know, or which do not yet know, anything of either that face or the shadow which does, after all, follow, or of flushed shoulders or turning sky, or of those particular hollows alive with less and less curious and impulsive shadows now, and that there may somewhere be hands which will never be smeared with the very special pollen and general muskiness of a dying summer, and that there are probably other hands which have stopped or will stop, or even now are shaken with premonitions of a time when they will have begun to stop, and among these some which remember little or nothing of you and your coloring, and some also which do not and cannot forget your blood upon them and your dew. Pale, tepid ode. Not with the vague smoke in the curtains, not with the pigeons or doves under the eaves, nevertheless you are there, hidden, And again you wake me, scentless, noiseless, someone or something, something or someone faithless that will not return. Undiscovered star that fade and are fading, but never entirely fading, fixed, and that will not return. Someone, someone or something, colorless, formless, and that will not return.